today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, Salamun alaikum. Welcome. This is a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Islam's viewpoint and clean earth.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
But first, as usual, and as the ritual of this program, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, 11th of the month of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to Allah's words. For today, we choose chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 60, to listen to and learn about the important point of this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ
And recall when Moses prayed for water for his people. So we said, strike with your staff the stone. And there gushed forth from it 12 springs, and every people knew its watering place. Eat and drink from the provision of Allah, and do not commit abuse on the earth, spreading corruption.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The miracle of water gushing forth in the desert. In this verse, Allah has pointed out one of the important favors bestowed upon the children of Israel. There are a variety of ideas about what kind of stones that rock was and how Moses was supposed to strike that rock and in what form the flow of water appeared from it. What the Quran says is not more than that Moses, peace be upon him, struck the rock and then 12 springs gushed forth therefrom.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi. يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا
As I told you, we're going to speak about clean earth from the Islamic point of view. Environment protection is an important aspect of Islam. Being stewards of earth, it is the responsibility of human beings to care for the environment in a proactive manner. In Islam, man has been granted this stewardship or khilafa on the earth. This is a definite purpose behind the creation of different species, be it plants or animals. Muslims are encouraged to reflect on the relationship between living organisms and their environment and to maintain the ecological balance created by Allah. Protection of the environment is essential to Islamic beliefs, and mankind has the responsibility to ensure safe custody of the environment. The Islamic perspective on environment protection reflects a positive image about Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Ali from Arab English Radio, and we are trying to be with you and talk to you about Islamic perspective and how we should interact with the environment that surrounds us. Specifically, we shall focus on the Islamic perspective on the earth rather than other elements of environment, though we shall refer to those elements as well. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if resurrection is starting and one of you has sapling in his hand, which he can plant before he stands up, he must do so. This is one narration from the Holy Prophet. There is another narration from Imam Sadiq alaihi wasallam that he says, there is no joy in life unless three things are available: clean, fresh air, abundant, pure water, and fertile land. One of the most important problems in today's world is the environment crisis. It seems that this problem started when modern man stopped understanding himself as the vicegerent and trustee of the all-merciful Allah, who must channel divine mercy to everything at his disposal or within his reach, and stopped understanding nature as a sacred sign and valuable trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the same reason, it seems that the best way to protect the environment from destruction, and indeed to improve its condition, is to revive these forgotten understandings by referring back to the teachings and instructions of divine religious, and reviewing and readjusting our policies regarding the application of modern technology and in using natural resources appropriately.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
We're speaking about protecting the environment, so one way is conserve our resources as much as possible. Conservation of resources is an important practice to ensure the resources that we still have can be kept available and have much use for them for as long as possible. As the population of the world increases day by day, so does the consumption of the natural resources that we have. It is a natural increase, but a necessary attempt to decrease its effects in the long term. The practice of conservation does not only maintain the ecological balance, but it also may lead to the preservation of animal habitats and ecosystems. the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny with regard to conserving our resources can be seen through prophetic narrations. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family was careful in utilizing natural resources as basic as water, using a minimal amount of water wherever possible is encouraged and is a positive approach to our resources. Even so, it involves performing rituals for worship, such as the ablution or wudu and obligatory bath or ghusl. We are taught by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, to practice moderation and use only what is needed and to avoid wastage.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
You're listening to today's special. Here is the role of water in the environment. The role of water in the environment and the Islamic injunction for conservation of this vital element fundamental to the preservation and continuation of life. God has made water the basis and origin of life. God says in chapter 21 of the Holy Quran, verse 30, "We made from water every living thing. Plants, animals, and men all depend on water for their existence and for the continuation of their lives. Allah Almighty has said, and we send down pure water from the sky, thereby to bring to life a dead land and slake the thirst of that which we have created cattle and men in multitude." Chapter 25, verses 48 to 49. Owing to the importance of water as the basis of life, Allah has made its use the common right of all living beings and all human beings. All are entitled to use it without monopoly, usurpation and despoilment, wastage and abuse. Now we'll listen to Sayyid Baqir al-Qazvini.
As the years are passing, humans are advancing technologically. When it comes to communication, we have reached the peak. Just a few days ago, Apple introduced the new iPhones. When it comes to communication, every year we're introducing the latest technology, the newest technology. Now you could see people across the globe within seconds. Previously, several decades ago, if someone were to travel across the globe, you wouldn't hear from them until they returned many months later. Now you can contact anyone and see them live as if they're sitting next to you. We're advancing technologically. When it comes to transportation, we can fly around the globe within minutes. Within hours, you can arrive from one continent to another continent. Our homes, our buildings, we have the largest buildings, we have skyscrapers, we have the largest airports, we're driving the nicest cars, we have the largest factories. However, as we are advancing technologically, for everything there's a price. Nothing comes for free. As we advance technologically, who's paying the price? One of the prices that we're paying for is the environment. We're destroying our environment.
That was the first episode of today's special under the topic of protection of environment. Inshallah, we continue this essential and, of course, interesting topic on the next episode of today's special. Thank you and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي